In our interconnected world, global languages like English, Spanish, and Chinese increasingly dominate. But there are some 7,000 other languages spoken around the world, and linguists project that as many as half of them may be at risk of disappearing by the end of the century. That works out to one language going extinct every 2 weeks. Now some defenders of endangered languages have decided that technology can be a friend as well as an enemy. Members of the Tsleil-Waututh tribe on the Oregon coast take pride in a language they say is as old as time itself. But today you can count the number of fluent speakers on one hand. Bud Lane is one of them.
We had linguists that had come in and done assessments of our people and our language, and they labeled it, I'll never forget this term, moribund, meaning it was headed for the ash heap of history.
The Tsleil-Waututh Tribal Council was determined not to let that happen. Lane realized he would need outside help to revive the Tsleil-Waututh language. Subsequently, several National Geographic fellows helped him record 14,000 words and phrases in his native tongue.
Let's dance out in front.
Che-na-sat-ni-tash.
Many Tsleil-Waututh words describe foods and basket making, showing how language entwines with culture.
Baby basket.
Kai-yu.
Baby basket laces.
Kai-yu-mat-hwash.
The word translations are now available online, along with lesson plans, as part of a so-called talking dictionary. The site is hosted by Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania. Their linguistics professor, David Harrison, has also posted talking dictionaries for seven other highly endangered languages from around the world.
This is what I like to call the flip side of globalization, or the positive value of globalization. We hear a lot about how globalization exerts negative pressures on small cultures to assimilate.
But Harrison says language activists can now go on the offensive with modern digital tools. Those include iPhone apps, YouTube videos, and Facebook pages devoted to disappearing tongues. Harrison and a colleague in Oregon have mapped hot spots for endangered Aboriginal languages. One is the Pacific Northwest. Others include the Upper Amazon Basin, Siberia, and Northern Australia. In Canada's far north, the Inuit people are struggling to preserve their native language. Part of their strategy is to get Microsoft's help in translating its ubiquitous Windows operating system and Office software into Inuktitut.
So instead of file, you'll see Indi. Instead of home, it'll say Pigialfik. Instead of save, it says Yagalyakli and stuff like that.
Project leader Gavin Nesbitt says the programming group had to invent new words to cover all the terms in some Windows and Word document menus. But he says the effort is worth it.
So many people will spend their entire day sitting in front of a computer. And if you're sitting in front of your computer in English all the day, then that just reinforces English. If you're now using it in an institute, it's just reinforcing that this is your language.
That's why Microsoft has also worked with language activists in New Zealand, Spain, and Wales to translate its software into Maori, Basque, Catalan, and Welsh, respectively. Back in Oregon, Tsleil-Waututh language teacher Bud Lane cautions that technology alone cannot save endangered languages.
Nothing takes the place of speakers speaking to other speakers and to people that are learning, but this bridges a gap that was just sorely needed in our community and in our tribe.
Lane points to one sign the tide is turning for his people. Tribal youth are texting each other in Tsleil-Waututh. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bontsey in Vancouver, Canada.